Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to another episode of Sex Talk. This is a very special episode. We are transmitting live from WRCT Plaza in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And tonight we have a very, very, very special show in Storm... See, I screwed it up. One of these times I'm going to have a perfect intro, and not this time.
But it's okay. Now that it's like the Persians weaving the carpet, right? They don't want to make a perfect carpet to be an insult to God's eyes. You've now made the requisite flaw in the show,
really?
And we can proceed and be perfect for the rest of the time.
So, my small penis is the flaw in God's eyes that... well, geez, I'm dropping my slushy.
Okay, that's enough flaws. God suitably appeased. Now we can move on. So you're saying we have a very special...
Very, very special show. Tonight, we like to... What are you doing?
So, is this a Valentine's Day show that we're having?
Yeah. It's what's going on. So there's two things that's going on. At CME right now, there's something called Sex Week. And Sex Week is an attempt to educate, entertain, and inform the CME community about various
sex things.
Sex things, concerns, questions, comments about sexuality. And also, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Or is it today?
Tomorrow.
I mean, some of us are in loveless relationships.
Can't you smell the love in the air, though?
I thought that was your lubrication.
That is my powerful pheromone body odor.
And in honor of this harmonic convergence of these two great things, Sex Week and Valentine's Day, I guess it's intentional.
Yeah,
First you were like performing a simulated sex act with the chair. That's what's going on.
And the microphone earlier. You missed that. The fellatio on the microphone. It's going to be a fun show tonight.
We have with us three distinguished representatives of the undergraduate community here.
Would you call it a panel, even?
Kind of. I would say, like, these three put the anal in panel.
Well, one of them does, but we'll get to that later.
Can you just do the show?
I'm
not really feeling up to it.
So we have three distinguished panel analysts on our panel tonight. We have...
Chris.
Julia. I know Julia. That was the only one I remembered. And
well, no, because I know how you are.
You're right.
Robbing the cradle.
I'm predictable like that. And
Terry.
Philippe. Right.
Wait, we said we're going to use... So I'm sorry. Chris, Julia, and Terry, welcome to the show. Sorry for my earlier professional behavior. That was the Percodan talking.
Picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
The topic of tonight's show is going to be... the three of you, what I wanted for a long time is to have an insight into the mind of the undergraduate, and I think that you three are... Are you looking at the... Yes, there's a rip in my pants. I know, I know.
Those are his peekaboo pants.
And I'm pointing it right at you.
You've heard of assless chaps? Well, these are crotchless khakis. The next big thing.
I thought I saw a commercial for that the other night.
So wait, we should introduce ourselves, right? Like, I am Dr. Sexopolis, and this is the lovely and talented...
Peekaboo pants.
DJ Peekaboo pants. Tidy Whities? I'm disappointed. I would have expected better.
Like nothing?
Like feather, Velcro, tearaway, leather underwear. Or nothing.
What can I say? These are my favorite pants. They got a big rip in them. I forgot. Anyway.
We're digressing. Precious moments slipping through our fingers. Like sands in the hourglass.
So it is.
So the first insight that I wanted to learn from our panel was the thing that is actually most interesting to me, because my own growing up process and my own coming out process, if you will.
Have you actually come out?
Well,
I wasn't aware that you were gay.
When we
now
had
you
our
do.
What?
Now you do.
Well,
that explains the sex we had.
I was kind of working on you slowly. You know, I mean, a lot of so-called straight, and I'm making little air quotes when the word straight guys really are. You know, once they get comfortable with you, once you've had some experiences together, you know, you've gone mountain biking and drinking and so on. A lot of these people turn out to be a little flexible, especially with a couple bruises in them. And so that explains why we would watch porn together, and I would rub your ass with Vaseline.
Oh, I see. I get it. I get it, finally. I just figured it was a friendly thing, since Dad used to do it.
But, indeed, since my own coming out process was so painful, I've...
Oh, wow, what happened? Painful?
Well, this show isn't about me.
Well, it always is, right? It's all about big, beautiful you.
And, you know, it was painful, it was slow, it took a long time,
oh my God.
And We didn't have the internet. This is the key thing, and I want you guys to talk about this. We did not have the internet. I mean, the three of you are already, like, fully actualized, although my research indicates the two of you still have your anal cherry.
We're working on that, honey.
Well, it would be a sure ratings boost if one of you could lose it tonight on the air. Think we could make that happen?
We could double our one listener time.
And we also want to talk about, like, what it's like to be a sexually active person at CMU, since there are so few of you.
What? We have a good drama program. What are you talking about?
So let's start that. I want to take you one at a time, and I want to talk about your – did I just say take you one at a
time?
Yes. And I want to sort of talk about your process, if you will. So Terry, let's start with you. You're telling me back from the show you grew up on a small farm in Nebraska. You'd never,
but it's true, isn't it?
You'd never discussed your feelings with anybody but your family, but then you got the internet. So take us from there.
Well, the internet is a great thing, especially like when you're trying to meet three people in one day, and it usually works out too, especially since there are a lot of horny old men in Jersey.
Well, let's go back a little bit to meet. Why would you want to meet three people in one day, and why do you find New Jersey men in particular, old New Jersey men?
And if you're from what, Nebraska? How does the Nebraska and New Jersey thing work? Is there a tunnel?
Yes.
I mean, New Jersey has like retired police officers and
horny old
mobsters,
gangsters, right?
Okay.
So there you are. Tell me a bit of a short story. You logged on.
Yeah. So wait, what was your first exposure to it? Like, did you just have a computer growing up and?
I learned about the internet really quickly. I got onto it, and I started seeing a lot of ads about, like, sex and stuff. So I go to this chat room because it's puberty and I'm horny, and so I see who would do me. So I go there. I'm talking to people, seeing, like...
So at this point, I mean, how old were you?
Say 15.
15, and you knew you were gay or bisexual at that point.
I knew way before then. I just got extra horny by that time.
DJ Peekaboo Pants looks puzzled. I guess because it's so much earlier than your own coming up process.
Well, I don't want to derail the story just as it's getting going here, but indeed, when I was 15, I was...
deeply closeted.
I didn't feel entitled to have sex with New Jersey, retired policeman. I mean, I
I mean, we all dream of it, sure. But
I stayed home and watched TV and like
masturbated furtively,
practiced my Boy Scout knots. So it's still denied an Eagle badge.
That's a euphemism.
Hey, I'm an Eagle Scout.
You're a Boy Scout?
I'm not exactly out in the troop setting or anything because they'd have some problems with that. I'm thinking, but I don't know.
What was your Eagle Scout project?
Gay
thing. You have to do a project before you.
No. We didn't do like a show tune benefit or anything.
I'm wondering what that has to do with sex, but we'll go with it.
No, wait. You got to totally finish your story now.
Right. Yeah. So there you are.
The policemen and you're bending them over and.
There you are. 15 horned up, typing with one hand.
Yeah.
Meeting men in the chat rooms.
So it's funny how many men will actually try to contact you when you say I'm 18 and horny. Or yeah, I had to lie, so they wouldn't kick me out. I'd say I was 18 and horny. And so like.
You're probably one of the few people who's lying up, if you know what I mean.
So I get a whole bunch of
45-year-old men in diapers.
Not necessarily. So most of them went commando. But
wait, no, what? Went commando?
Hanging free.
No underwear.
In the air.
All fresco.
Like me.
Well.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't imagine doing that like being a guy.
Wait.
No, I've never found a comfortable like,
No. No. Tidy whities are the only way to go because you need the support. It's good to just hang
there. I don't want to be flopping around all over the place.
It's comfortable.
No, it's not.
I've never met a woman who found tidy whities attractive, so.
Well, I don't have to worry about that.
I guess you don't have to worry about that.
There we go.
What?
You're not wearing the underwear?
No, I'm wearing tidy whities.
Oh, okay.
I'm the one not wearing underwear.
I'm wearing underwear today.
Me too. In fact, I'm wearing DJ Peekaboo Pants underwear. So anyway, we derail you again. Sorry. So there you are.
So there I am, just talking, and
for sex.
People are sending me their phone numbers, places to meet, times to meet. So I say, okay, and I meet these old men, and I just like
you meet them.
You met them all in New Jersey.
yeah, you're missing
frequent flyer miles, right, honey?
Remember, like we said at the beginning,
are you really from Nebraska?
In the show, you have to turn the detail knob all the way up. Slow down.
You're right, detail knob all the way up. My apologies.
So, So let's give us an example, either the first one or an archetypical one. Like, so you're on the chat room.
So I'm in the chat room. This guy's at work, and he's typing to me. He's telling me how he'd like to stick something up me.
Have man sex, you mean?
Have man sex, give me a blowjob, have me go down on him.
All that good stuff.
All that good stuff, yeah. And so he says, I can go wherever you want me to. So I actually invite him to my home, which was kind of weird.
Wow. How could you arrange this with your parents? I mean,
parents weren't home. It was the summer. It was fun.
Oh. Your parents were off gallivanting to Europe or something?
No.
Working on the farm?
It's a single-parent, only-child thing. So my mom's at work while I'm at home. It's fun.
So you had the house 3 hours for sex every day.
I thought you said she was gone for the whole summer, which I thought was sort of weird. And so tell us what's going on in your mind. Here you are, a 15-year-old, and you're thinking, boy, when I was a 15-year-old, even though I was totally closeted, I still sort of appreciated sort of other people in my age range. I'd be like, I want to have sex with Timmy, the, guy who's kicked out of the Navy that lives next door to me. It wasn't like, boy, the manager of the local Sears is pretty, looks hot in his little, his pot belly in his little Sears uniform. So, when a 45-year-old man or whatever.
How old is old, yeah?
He was 32.
Okay, so that's not so old.
So, is this actually your fantasy?
15, yeah, that is true.
That's like double your age.
Plus two.
Double your pleasure.
What percentage is that?
Well, it was probably 2 minutes. I can't do the division right now.
Yeah, he was a minute man.
So you invite, you get this 32-year-old guy's phone number. Did you talk to him? Did you see pictures of him before you invited him over to your mother's house?
No, it was pretty much we met. I invited him over.
So you had no idea what you were in for. It could have been...
Yeah, I wasn't informed about the dangers of the internet and old men.
God.
Were you granted an ounce of common sense at birth? I mean... But I'm wondering, not just the common sense thing, but was this? Were you just horny and desperate, or were you really like, is this your type? Do you like 32-year-old men?
Horny and desperate is.
But come on, yes, like DJ Peachboo, put yourself back 2 years when you were 15 in puberty, right? common sense isn't much of a brick wall when presented with the runway steamroller of.
Well, no, indeed, but as being sort of. I don't know how to say this exactly, but
an acquitted sexual predator.
When you're 18, you have a lot to choose from. When you're 18 and cute, lots of guys
are hot for your action.
Are hot for your action, and women too. I mean, everybody thinks they're cute. It's a very cute age to be. It's a very forgiving age. Even if you grow up to be kind of ugly, you're sort of cute at that age because
taut dewy skin does a lot for everybody.
Exactly, and so you can pick and choose. You don't have to say yes to the first
35-year-old
machete wielding stockbroker that answers your instant message. I mean, you probably had several threads going on at the same time. You're probably talking to a bunch of people, and they were like,
he seemed the most readily available, so he had a car and was willing to come right now.
And later, honey.
Okay, well, I have to talk to you. I have a car, too, by the way, so we'll have to talk.
Well, I live on campus now, so you don't need to drive.
It's easier. So there you are. You invite this guy over. He shows up. What does he look like? What do you think?
I see him. He looks decent, but hey, I settle for sex. So it's like my policy is cut off the head, so you don't have to look at it anymore.
Hmm.
The paper bag theory.
Wow, ruthless. So he comes into your house. Go at it rabid weasels?
Sweep aside
like
the stuffed animals in your mom's collection of bric-a-brac.
Or do you, make chit-chat for a moment, or is it just...
We chat for a moment, then start undoing each other's pants.
Pants down, wow.
Like front hall or...
No, it's in the living room. The door just leads into the living room. So I had to get up to close the door, which I forgot, which was one bad thing. But we were just still chatting then, so it's okay. So I go down on him. I start performing fellatio on this penis, which is smaller than average. And within 30 seconds, I feel that squirt.
Kapow.
Kapow, more like... And I'm just like, that's it? Well, I'm just thinking it because I'm not going to be rude or anything. So I'm like, now your turn. So I sit and he does it for 5 minutes. He sucks. Well, no, he doesn't do it well. So I say, okay, time to go and I'll take care of myself.
Whoa.
So
harsh.
I see him out the door.
Is that your first time?
No.
Oh, okay.
First time was with my best friend, so it was nice.
Wow, charming. Mm-hmm. And from there to, the steamy pits of internet hookups, huh?
Yeah.
What a slippery slope.
Always in love.
Okay, I want to get back to your best friend story because that sounds like a good one. But we need to move on to our other guests just for the time being, I think. Julia, let's talk about how the internet has corrupted your life.
Or,
see, I'm sensing a vibe from you, Julia, that you're actually a pretty innocent person. Grew up in a stable home. Parents didn't let you have the internet. You watched only Disney movies. You
didn't totally. Very innocent.
But yet you were out in high school.
Yeah.
But,
oh, no, I kicked that thing with my foot.
It's okay. We're forgiving. So did you go to, like, a particularly, like, you know, affluent and forgiving and hip high school? Was this...
I don't know. It feels like this was, like, a bubble. Because, like, everyone else had, like, terrible high school experiences. I had a great high school experience. So, and it was a very small school.
I'm not gay, but... So my experience is a little bit different, right? But I went to this high school in Maine, this tiny little...
Do you know what psychologists say about people that keep asserting that they're not gay?
Well, I did not want to say, oh, I'm gay, I feel your pain, right? I wanted to make sure I wasn't trying to...
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, but, you know, there were certain things you didn't do at my high school, and being gay was about 20 of them. Like, so, it kind of boggles my mind that any high school would be open and cool with that. But I bet you are popular, right? So,
but you're also from an older generation, so... Kind of
the older generation. That's me. Just call me Gramps.
So, okay, but also you're a female. I can't help but keep noticing. And,
yes.
And was because of the whole Sharon Stone phenomenon and, I don't know, Gina Davis, I don't know, that was the kind of bisexual girl thing sort of cool? I mean, were you benefiting from that whole wave of society's intrigue by thinking that lesbians were cool?
It was very intriguing. Like, all, like, the people who were out at my school were very, very... Very cool. It was like a...
Oh, so there's a group.
Almost like reverent. Oh, there was a big group.
How many? And how big was your high school, just to give us a sense
of scale? My high school, I graduated in a class of 60.
60?
And my high school was...
Wow,
9 many. Through 12 was 300.
That's 308% of your life, if I'm doing my math correctly.
So, your class had 60 people in it. And you said there was a big group of people who were out. Who were
in my high school, like... I didn't realize it then, but like... Going to college or, like, leaving my town. Like, you go through yearbooks with your roommate. It's like, oh, yeah, she's gay, she's gay, she's gay, she's gay, she's gay. And it's, like, no one from, like, my roommate's school. Who is, like, very large school.
Maybe
so it's, like, then
water.
You realize, like, oh, maybe I was weird in high
school.
Well, indeed, maybe it's a lot. I mean, maybe Aaron Brockovich should be looking into the
heavy metal situation in their water supply.
And so you were so out, in fact, that according to my deep research, you took someone to the prom of the female persuasion.
Yeah, I took my girlfriend Amelia to the prom.
Amelia. And how did that go over? So protests?
I guess it was the first, but no protests.
National Guard,
did people throw rotten
fruit at
you?
Like, no one made a big deal about it.
Did they want you to perform?
No one wanted me to perform.
Did the Kama Sutra for everyone?
Wow.
We can't just keep talking when you're...
Sorry, we're set. That was useful. We're having some producer adjustments here. And make sure to talk into the mic. Don't turn your head as much.
I'll try that.
Sorry, that was just a little bit of a glimpse into the highly technical world of radio for you listeners out there.
Well, it kind of works with sex, too. Don't turn your head to the side. Stay forward.
Keep it nice
Don't
and long.
So, this is highly unusual, like this kind of high school situation. I mean, have you met anybody since here who had, like, a similar...
No, everyone seems to have had a really bad high school.
High school was crappy. Like, I could not wait to get out of high school.
Were you out in high school as well?
I was out to, like, five or six of my girlfriends, well, my girls who were friends. And then there was one other gay guy who was, but we were only out in, like, our circle. But I tend to be a little bit femmy sometimes, so people picked up on that. And while I wasn't out to them, they'd still harass me for being gay, even though they didn't know it. And I just could not wait to get out of high school. I'm from near Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and it's a racist, homophobic, it's hell. It sucks. And getting out was great. It was really good. It was empowering.
Well, I know I used to hate that. I mean, whenever people would accuse me of being gay in high school. I mean, the word gay is thrown around all the time, of course, because people...
Right. Yeah, that,
But
no,
you know,
that was weird too. Like to come here, I think it's a Pennsylvania thing, maybe. Like. Oh. Where it's just like, oh, that's so gay.
No, it happens
No, actually,
Jersey
that's becoming hip again. I was just reading it, according to the New York Times.
See, that's ridiculous. I really take a lot of offense at that. And I always – that's probably one of the other reasons that they thought I was gay, because I'd always call people on that when they'd say, oh, that test was so gay. Oh, well, what's homosexual about it?
It's a post-ironic thing. You just have to step to the meta a couple levels, and then you'll find it funny.
You mean step down to, like, you know, primitive men.
Well, no – Well, then, you know, no, I just mean people mean it ironically. Actually, this New York Times article, just to get into it, was talking about how it's like this big upsurge of gay men actually in New York using that like word, oh, that was so gay, that's so gay, that restaurant. But not in a
like gauche.
But is it like
place.
Gay men using the word?
No, yes, that's
correct. See, well, there's a difference. There's a difference. If you're gay, you're allowed to say like, you know,
it's an in-group out-group thing.
Yeah, like I'm allowed to call people fags, but if someone calls me a fag, that's derogatory. Okay,
that's
I have a double standard for that.
Am I allowed to call people fags if I'm closeted?
No.
No,
technically you're straight.
You can call them closeted, though.
You can make fun of them. You can make fun of other closeted individuals.
So I'm always only allowed to make fun of people in my group.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how it goes.
But there's a difference, and actually a friend took me to test for this, and he was very upset about this. I of course, am so on the bleeding edge of all all trends that I would say things came from, I would say, oh, that's so gay, or, you know, whatever. And he would be... It's a little bit different from, you know, the word queer, like gay people co-opting the word queer in the same way that, you know, the African-American community has co-opted the N-word, at least in some cases, because, you know, you're not referring to each other by this word. You're referring to a third, to an object as something negative. Like you're saying, you know, it's equivalent to saying that's bad. And he said, you know, I understand that you're so sophisticated that you and your friends get that, but, like, if some little high school kid hears this, he's not going to know that you're – being sophisticated, and he's just going to feel bad, and it's going to perpetuate this horrible stereotype. True or false, Dr. Sexaholis?
I would have to agree that you heard that story. No, yeah. I can agree with that reasoning.
Really?
Yeah.
I resisted it for a long time, but then he bit me over the table and showed me who was daddy.
That always works.
Anyway, I you don't have to tell me exactly where you're from, but like – Oh, you see, you're from Wilkes-Barre. What are you, Freddie Price?
Wilkes-Barre. It's like an 45 minutes south of Scranton. If that helps.
The most disgustingly named city in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a bad case of Scranton. I can hardly pee.
If, by the way, you want, excuse me. If, by the way, you have a question, comment, or concern to share with us and the rest of the listening audience, the phone numbers in the studio are 412-621-9728.
That's 621 WRCT for those of you with the letters on your phone.
621 Wilkes-Barre, almost. No?
Sure.
Do they make phones that don't have the letters on them anymore?
I don't know, but it's possible. We have to cover all eventualities. We're professionals here.
So I have a high school student who might be coming on next week as soon as I contact her. Brenda, really? I now have Brenda's email address.
Great.
And Brenda and I are going to be communicating as soon as I get off my
She's our most loyal high school listener. So you were saying?
Well, I had a question about the glitter thing. There's something. Your face is glittering at me. It's coming. What is up with that? I actually was at. I was at.
Wait, what now?
Jaundice? I'm sorry.
It's
Is it a gay thing? Or is it a teen thing? Or is it a raver thing?
No, it's like a pretty thing.
It's a pretty thing.
See, I thought that was so 1999, right? The whole glitter.
No, I know. See, I don't.
No, no. It was 1999.
I'm a trendsetter here.
Yeah, it was 1999 for like the, like. Teenage hoes. Chris is a trendsetter.
Trendsetter. Oh. See,
but you're not a teenage hoe.
No, I'm not a teenage hoe.
Not yet.
No. I'm not the one who's obsessed with sex. Okay.
Nymphomania, honey. Nymphomania.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being obsessed with sex?
I find a lot of things. I'm going to be Dennis Miller and get off on a rant here because.
See, I can tell you're the serious one. You're the shy one. And I guess you're the cute one. I don't know.
What
how
are
that
we,
works.
The Spice Girls?
Like the Beatles. Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I think that's a real problem that I have when like looking to go out with people. It seems that a lot of guys are just in it for the sex, And
that's the male species.
No, see,
it is the male species.
Okay, it may be the male species,
the young male species.
But that's. It seems that the gay guys are more into it. First of all, because all people know that women usually don't put out on the first date.
Guys are easy.
Guys are easy, I guess, to a certain extent. And I don't know, that really always bugs me.
But isn't that supposed to be one of the beautiful things about being a gay man? It's like, hello, you get to have sex with people with the exact same approaches, exact same appetites.
I guess people can construe that as a good thing, but when the sex has no emotional bonds attached to it, then it's just like, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Like, the last time I had sex with my ex-boyfriend before he dumped me because I wasn't putting out anymore, it was just so mechanical. I was going down on him, and I was thinking to myself, can you just hurry up and, get your business done. That's the word I was looking for. And, I just felt really absolutely dirty, and, like, I took a shower afterwards. I felt like a cheap whore. It was disgusting. And, you know, if there's no emotional bonds there or anything, then, you know, it's just not worth it.
I like it when I feel dirty like a cheap whore afterwards.
And that's what violence is for.
Violence?
Yeah.
I'm a pacifist. I don't believe in violence.
Well, you guys had a caller while he was going into that dialogue, and the caller didn't want to go on the air, but he told me that they don't make phones now that don't have the numbers, letters on them.
I knew it.
I doubt anybody can actually make an authoritative statement on that, but thank you, caller.
He did. Okay.
I mean, it's sort of like, you know, it's one of those things that if there's just one counterexample
exactly.
in the whole world, then your theory is wrong.
So proof by contradiction.
Mathematically, it's a little bit tricky to make that. But I can Absolutely. See why you wouldn't want to make a phone like that because there's so many kind of enhanced services that are carried.
976 suck.
That too.
1-800 wild sex.
Those exactly. are definitely enhanced services.
So, yeah, it's interesting because. Well, there's two things there. I mean, I was going to – well, the Collider thing is interesting to me because I was at Value City, which in my personal opinion, which is not the opinion of the station, Value City is the worst possible store anybody could ever go to. It's totally hopeless. But
it's not valued?
I had a $50 gift certificate, and I said I can buy like a bunch of soap here or something.
You could have bought like 25 bottles of glitter.
It was horrible. But there were these two kind of like teenage hotties there, and they both had glitter on their face. And I was like
– Were they guys or girls?
Guys. And I thought
– They're gay.
And I thought, what? They were with their mom, too, which was really confusing. So I thought, you know, if I just stand here in the corner and wear my peekaboo pants, will they come over and like, give me some sweet loving or what? But I couldn't, this was some teenage trend that I had missed. And so I was wondering, they're gay for sure. The glitter thing is a.
Yeah, it's a big a big sign.
Guys wearing glitter and it's not Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Or
unless they could be going to a rave, but that's like at night.
But guys don't wear glitter. They want girls. They don't want guys if they're straight.
No, I remember it was definitely like a teen girl hottie thing like a year or two ago. But I guess it's now transmogrified into the gay man hottie thing.
Transmogrified, yeah. The Calvin word.
Gotta love it. So anyway, we finished the glitter topic, and you said you had a second thing.
Well, and so then going back to your horrible, horrible boyfriend, let's dive into that topic for a minute, because I think it's very interesting. It's also interesting, your tragic notion of love and commitment.
I'm all about commitment.
It's as connected to sex.
It is. You can't have one. Well, you can have one without the other, but the sex isn't as good if you don't have the commitment first.
This could be like Crossfire. Terry, agree or disagree?
I disagree. I disagree greatly. Sex is good. Well, sex is good all the time.
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No,
well, you
got to
play games or have toys and stuff, and it makes it even better.
Okay, I'm going to be like Judge Judy and give you like each
Judge Judy
an uninterrupted 30 seconds to like tell your side of the story. I think I'm on your side. But not to put words in your mouth, but let's talk about sex. I mean, in terms of sex as, you know, two people who like have no illusions about commitment, you're not tricking each other or anything, and you just want to...
You meet at a club and go into the bathroom.
It's sort of like, you know,
instead of
playing racquetball together, you decide to do this sex act together. I see nothing wrong with that. What do you think?
I see nothing wrong with that either. As long as there's no diseases involved, it's good. Like, you should have at least that much communication.
Like, I agree with you, but, my own personal belief system, like, if you want to go out and do that, that's fine with me. I'm not going to tell you that you can't, but just, like, I would never go out and do that. Does that make sense?
So do as I say and not as I do?
Yes. See, I think people are smart enough to make their own decisions, and just because it's something that I wouldn't necessarily do, it doesn't mean that other people shouldn't be allowed to do it.
So you – but – you've never been in a situation like at a party or at a club or something. You've seen some like, ooh, this guy's ultra hot. Like, and you've talked to him. It's like kind of a dork, but still really hot. And you're not thinking, man, would I like 5 minutes alone in the steam room with him?
Well, see, there's a difference between thinking something and doing something. Of course, everyone has fantasies about doing stuff like that. But
right.
But I would never act on my fantasies. That's what I'm saying.
What about like during an altered state of mind?
An altered state of mind, like drug-induced coma or what?
Don't get any ideas there, chloroform boy.
So let me ask a question in a different way. Are you –
And I'm not a prude either. Let's get that.
We'll let our listeners make their own conclusions. So, I mean, the question is, are you – do you have this philosophy, if you will, because
– Because I was screwed over?
You've got a sense of principles, or do you think it actually optimizes your own enjoyment of life in the sense that – you have experience with going this way, and it's always been bad. It's always turned out badly, or you don't think sex. You know, your experience is that it doesn't turn out as well, or is it? The question is,
is it principles, or is it the result of tragic experience?
Thank you.
I mean, I knew it before. I think I sort of knew it, but then.
Well, on the other hand, let me interrupt for a second. You know, if you knew it beforehand, in some sense, like culturally, we're just told, oh, cheap sex is bad sex.
Right.
Period. End of statement. So, in some sense, we all inherit that viewpoint to begin
right.
with.
Like I had that viewpoint, but then. Having the bad experience just magnified everything and realized that I definitely don't want that. I don't want to have a quick screw and keep on moving. I want to stay with one guy. I'm having trouble finding clean words here. This is a problem.
Well, just make them up. A quick hoochie-boochie.
Plus, you also haven't had, like, as many experiences as I have. Like, I value my relationship right now, and I like it very much. But before that, I would do anything for play because I probably haven't had it in, like, weeks or something.
See, I can control my horny to this, though. That's, like, what masturbation is for, so.
But masturbation is nothing like a mouth or a vagina.
Definitely
or
not
an
like
anus.
A vagina.
So, Julia, how about you? So for
I don't think that, like, casual sex really has anything to do with commitment. Like, you can have a committed relationship, I think, and, like, have casual sex and, like, not have it reflect upon, like...
your ability to have a relationship.
Yeah, not... I don't really think it has much...
Okay, so I'm sensing something here. You told me before the show that you were currently in a committed... you're in a relationship with a man.
Yeah.
So the question is, to what degree is that relationship open? Do you have... three ways? Do you have a little affair
no.
on the side? Do you have affairs
just with women? Are you
allowed
to date women?
No, he's very into monogamy, and I respect that. But, like, for me, it wouldn't be a problem if, like,
See,
I didn't want to have sex one night, and, like, he wouldn't have sex with someone else. Like, I wouldn't...
Really?
I wouldn't find that to
I understand
be, like, an
what you
issue.
Mean.
You don't
like,
find that threatening?
If he still... still had the same, like, level of, like, caring and commitment to me, like...
Wow.
I really wouldn't
You're like every
have
man
any problem with
ideal
that.
I understand like your point exactly. That's the way it should be.
See, I don't understand that at all. I want someone who's going to sleep with me and nobody else.
Well, there's kind of two replies to that. One, I'll give an anecdote. One of my good friends is married, and his wife is bisexual, very like boy oriented, but definitely bisexual. In fact, and so she dates lesbians. She doesn't like to date bisexual women, and he is hence in some sense of agreement allowed to date women if he wants to. And so their marriage is open, but in these kind of very prescribed ways. And actually, the openness of it has, in some sense, kept the marriage very solid because my friend, knowing that he can go out and meet women, you know, gives him a sense of freedom, and he's never carried through with it. And maybe he would have if it were more forbidden and a bit more transgressive.
Right.
And also, the second, you know, on the other hand, you could say, you know, that it's not like having sex with somebody else depletes the amount of love in your life.
Exactly.
You know, in the same sense that, I don't know, playing frisbee with your friend doesn't make you a worse frisbee player when you play with your team.
Wow.
To pick a silly metaphor.
I didn't understand your point until you used the frisbee analogy. Thing.
Well, I know frisbees are the key to your understanding.
But indeed, this is the polyamorous, the standard polyamorous
right.
line of, is, you know, you have...
Love multiplies.
Right.
Sounds like we're getting a call, too. Maybe some angry polyamorous person is going to take you to task.
Well, I guess it's whatever you want to do as a person. I mean, this is the way I think, and, you know, if someone else thinks differently, that's fine. It's just, that's how, what my viewpoints, and so whatever. You know what I mean? I think it's very specific to, you know, what you work out with your partner.
But hypothetically, let's say you end up with a great guy, and things are going great, and you have a monogamous relationship, and 2 years into it, he's like, wow, you know, when I started out with you, I thought I was comfortable with monogamy, but now I still love you, but I feel I need some other experiences.
Give him the finger and move on. I mean, that's the way it is.
But, I mean, come
You're
on.
A hard
so,
man.
So
very hard.
But the reason I said 2 years is that let's assume that you have some
like a committed relationship.
Yeah, and you care about him and you're in love and so on. And so you can't just discard him like
right.
yesterday's.
I understand what you're saying, and
don't
I think
pick on the audio foam.
I'm not picking on it. Okay. I was merely inserting my finger.
I think it would have to depend on the situation, I guess. Like right now, I know that I just don't want to go out and hook up with some guy at night. But
during the day?
No, well, during the – yeah, you know, we go to the – yeah, whatever.
If you can move to the Antarctic during the summer in.
Hmm? The three of you, have you ever had sex with each other in any way? See each other
no.
naked?
Not yet.
No.
Rub
no.
down?
We're working on that.
Oil rub down?
Steam room?
No.
Massage? No, not yet.
Mexican face hat? Sorry, it's the second time I've used that. I've finished.
So Julia, when you said your boyfriend was interested in monogamy and you said you respected that, you're not seething inside? I mean, there's lots of hot babes here on the Carnegie Mellon campus.
No, there aren't.
Yes, there are.
No, there are not.
No, there aren't. The ratio is not in my favor in that respect.
There's like three, okay? There are three good-looking
yeah,
girls on
like,
this campus.
And one of them is lesbian.
Yeah, it's perfect for
three.
So, and that's what
I'm No, I respect that. Like, but I feel that I have, like... I have more to give, like, if it would be okay. But, like, I'm not just going to, like, go out and look for a girl because I care about Lee too much to, like,
Lee?
Break his trust.
Lee Major?
But aren't there needs, aren't there emotional and even, dare I say, sexual needs that a woman could fulfill for you, but Lee, no matter how great a guy he is, can't?
Yes.
And don't you feel that in some sense... By not having these fulfilled, these are dangerous to the relationship rather than positive?
Well, they're slightly dangerous, yes, but I can deal with that.
Yeah, to interrupt right now because we've got a call, and on this show the callers always come first.
And
so
the caller
we
just hung up.
Sorry about that caller to call back, please, if indeed you meant to talk to us and hadn't just misdialed the local massage parlor or whatever. So numbers, what? 621-9728. Interrupt me again. And
it's the taser.
Area code 412-621-WRCT is the station phone number. But I think this is the thing. This is like, who's like a rich guy? Malcolm Forbes?
He's dead.
Warren Buffett?
Bill Gates,
Larry Ellison. You know, these guys, they take a bath every night in champagne, right? And they,
light their cigars with $100 bills.
Right. They wear new underwear every day. They never wash their clothes. They have, racks and racks of Italian suits. And they're like, I don't know. I'm getting to a point here. They're like, I don't understand how anybody in the world could, ever go hungry or wear bad clothes with such bounty in the world. And that's my little fable here. And this is what I'm saying to you. You're 18 years old. There's all this kind of, you could have all the sex you wanted if you wanted it. What's going to happen when you're, say, my age, and all your opportunities have dried up? Are you gonna wish you hadn't had that lesbian affair in college? Are you going to wish that you hadn't, gone down to the police academy and
taken on all comers?
Why would you regret it?
Because you had not
all, you're single, you're depressive.
Right, right. That's exactly, you had a bunch of opportunities, and,
you blew them away.
As the cliche goes, isn't it better to regret things you've done than to regret things you haven't done? Wouldn't you rather have really ripe stories to tell your grandchildren when you're 80 rather than, oh, yeah, I was celibate for 8 years because of my stupid morals?
Well, I probably wouldn't have grandchildren if I was sleeping around and not getting into a committed relationship.
Cloning. Never underestimate, the powers of cloning, genetic engineering, and cyborg technology.
You can always get a chia pet.
But seriously, when I was young and vaguely attractive, I mean, there were all kinds of, annoying, New Jersey 35-year-old men that were, touching me in my bathing suit area. And I was always get away. You're not good enough for me.
And the Brazilian soccer team. You've never stopped flagellating yourself for that.
Pele? Exactly. And is he on? Where's
sure.
Pele from? I don't even know.
He's there,
guys would know. Oh, my producer says yes. Is Pele still active?
No, Brazil.
But is he still an active player, or is he retired?
No, he's long
retired.
Okay. Who's like the most famous current soccer player?
Diego Maradona.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
But I think we've wandered.
And so the point is that, you know, in a time of plenty, you kind of don't realize what you've got, and then afterwards you're like, oh, geez, you know, now that I've got a peg leg and I'm, you know, really ugly and unattractive and no one's hitting on me anymore.
I should have been in there like swimwear, as the saying
True
goes.
Or false? What's your reaction to my comments?
Well, hopefully you're in a relationship by then, so you're satisfied, so you wouldn't have to worry. So, like, at a certain time, I'm going to really settle down. That could be now, which probably is, but hey.
I think as long as you live by for me, as long as I live by, you know, what my principles, then I'm not going to regret anything.
I hope. But how many depressed objectivists have we had on the show that said the same thing?
Well, I have an alternate question if you guys don't want to face
we got a phone call.
Glaring
phone
burn call. Of introspection.
Your question is rejected. Hello, caller.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, fabulous. Still stroking. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a question for you guys.
All right.
Yeah, like, it's like 11, almost quarter to, like, 12, midnight. Is that what time you guys got?
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks for calling. Our clocks are synchronized. Thank you.
Check us out.
Normally a job for the FCC, but I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, check this out, man. Like, you guys are sitting around on the radio talking about, like, I believe sexual intercourse, man.
And we're stroking.
And my question is, like, you guys have nothing better to do than sit on the radio and talk about sex, man?
You're calling the radio, honey.
Yeah, because I heard you, and please do not call me honey. And I heard you talking on the radio, man. I mean,
yeah,
like,
right. Right after we get off this show, I'm going to be getting off several times. What are you going to be doing at like 12:30?
And you have no idea how
glory holes and dirty bathroom. That's what.
No, man. No, I'm just gonna chill, man. But like, I mean, like, why don't you guys do something like that benefits people? You know,
we are.
Sexual experience is good advice.
You're giving good advice.
Yes.
It may not be to you, but there are other people out there that like to hear this stuff.
Are you guys experts in, like, love and stuff, man?
We're not talking about love,
though. I get great head.
Well, no, man, I'm serious, man. I mean, like...
We're as experts as any humans can be.
So I appreciate your comment. Thanks for calling in. We actually only have about 10 minutes left. I will respond briefly to your comments, which is that we believe that all aspects of human sexuality are... legitimately informative and interesting to the Pittsburgh community, and we do this as a public service. If tonight's topic doesn't interest you in particular, there's always WDVE. So, WDVE?
Sure.
It's DVE, isn't it? So anyway, but I want to get back on topic for a second. Terry, we haven't heard from you in a while. So, did I get the impression that you were in a relationship right now, or is it like just a tragic?
No, it's anything but tragic. Yeah, I am in a committed relationship right now for the past 6 months.
1/36 of your life.
Oh, we have another phone call. I'm sorry. Hello, caller. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Well, I'll start by saying I appreciate your show. I don't know about the last caller, but...
Well, thank you very much.
I think you guys are doing good civic service. First time I've listened.
I'm glad one of our two listeners likes the show. Thank you.
That's 50%.
My roommate and I are enjoying it. But my question is, and I didn't give the guy my name because I'm so embarrassed to ask this, but I'm gay. I haven't had anal intercourse yet. I am waiting... But I think it's going to be messy.
It's going to be messy.
Yeah, like, I would just think that the way things are placed and where they're placed and how they're placed and the thrust of the pelvis, things would just get messy.
So I guess I'm the only one who can actually wait. Have you had experience? DJ Pickle?
I am actually the world's authority on anal sex.
Really?
So,
pitching or catching?
So you
or both. Are you versatile?
In theory I'm versatile, but I'm versatile in the same way that Julia is bisexual. I mean, you know. It's you're actually truly bisexual. I was gonna say, I'm mostly
in theory, but not in practice.
I'm like 99% a bottom, and so you know, I think if I can respond to this question, if you don't mind, there's sort of two things. I mean, the hygiene thing is a perfectly sensible thing to worry about, and you know, you don't want to like. I mean, it obviously
so unromantic.
Well, exactly, and it is. You know, I think it is sort of. God's greatest irony that we were created with this, you know, the organ of excretion is also so very erotic and sensitive. But in terms of practical tips, let me tell you a couple things that work pretty well. I actually find that personally, and this is the world's biggest secret, I find that a high-fiber diet, especially if you're taking supplements like Metamucil or Citracell,
mm-hmm. helps keep the tubes clean.
I actually do. I actually take Citracell 3 times a day. I'm serious. A little, you know, every time I have a meal, I take one of these things. And believe, you know, you could my butt is squeaky clean. What can I say? I mean, it's actually amazing. It's just like I'm ready to go anytime. There's never any like I'm serious. I mean, these people should put these in their TV commercials. Because, like,
the thing is,
you kind of have to like you have to go to the bathroom like twice a day because stuff is just like your digestive system becomes very efficient.
Very
I mean, it's not like messy. It's not like diarrhea or anything.
Like you don't plan for a few days by starving yourself.
No, nothing like that. In fact, you know, if you actually do that, sort of the opposite thing happens. I think if you fast, you can actually get kind of diarrhea from that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm totally serious when I say try the fiber thing, or at least like the high fiber diet, because I mean, I don't know how much detail I can go into here, but there are times when I don't even need to use toilet paper. It's that clean, right? I mean, it's just like
legendary no wiper.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. It's just like little perfectly formed crystals of pure energy leaving my anus.
Right.
And so that's the number one.
You have like a superhuman X-Men or something?
Exactly. I mean, phenomenal. I'm serious. I'm totally serious about this. And the other thing.
I can back DJ Peekaboo Pants up here. I'm a vegetarian, and I find like having gone vegetarian, like the whole digestive process becomes much more efficient and clean.
So you can have anal intercourse easily?
I guess so. I didn't know that was a secret, but I know.
And so the other thing that people do, which I actually think is, you'll hear this a lot if you read like Playgirl Advisor or whatever, or Cosmo or whatever, things that people do is they'll use little enema kits. Like they'll buy a Fleet enema at the store, or they'll buy a vaginal lotion, use it as an enema. That works too, like a few cycles of that to really sort of clean out your lower colon. But that's actually, I think that's imperfect technology because there's always like a little, there's always like a little kind of water left inside and it's kind of sloppy and you never really get all the little, you never really get clean.
Right.
And so please, for next week, try this as an experiment. Eat like lots of salads or even buy, you know, Metamucil. I should get a kickback. Metamucil should be the official fiber supplement of the show. And, and you know, I'm serious, you know, I'll stop there.
What about lube recommendations?
It's changed.
That's a good one.
Is there any particular brand you like? Any particular brand you strongly recommend
like
against?
I might let Terry handle the lube question.
Sure. Or any one of you.
Well,
lube is for everybody.
Jelly is fine. The thing is, it usually stays on, so it's kind of disgusting. The best thing is a spray of lube in which it evaporates quicker.
Uh-huh.
And for the clean thing, like, a condom helps that, just this way you don't get it on you, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kiss and then say, oh, I'll be a second, and then just go take care of it. Yeah.
Do you have any specific brand recommendations for lube?
I go with KY.
Yeah, KY is a good one.
Because I've heard they're, I've actually heard bad things about KY, just the taste and smell and so forth. Like,
well, yeah.
I like it because it's like, it absorbs, like.
It absorbs quickly.
Quickly.
So and also, like, you could go to a lot of websites and find flavored, colored ones, like special sprays, stuff specifically made for men, and it'll help.
Do rib condoms, another note, like, actually do anything?
Not for the guy who's receiving, usually for the guy who's pitching.
Oh. I've always wondered that, too, actually, rib condoms, never having tried one.
It just has a little more, like, roughness to the nerves.
Right.
So it sounds like you've never had anal sex with a man, but have you been practicing with, like, dildos or so on?
I don't know. I'm so adverse to, like, even letting anyone or anything go near that area, but I'm kind of intrigued by the idea of engaging in anal intercourse. I'm just waiting for someone I feel comfortable with, I guess.
Well, again, you know, if I were Cosmo, I would say, you know, you could practice by yourself in the bathtub using fingers.
Cucumbers.
Well, yeah.
Can.
You know, try not to use anything that will end up getting lost up there and end up with you in the emergency room.
Actually, good thing, bad thing about vegetables. I'm not recommending use, but actually, my sister, who's a doctor, who's assisted in the removal of various things. The interesting thing is, just as a comedy side note trivia thing, actually these vegetables get cooked inside your body because it's 98-something degrees in there.
Yeah.
And so if you have a yam up the old chute, like, and you leave it in there for hours and hours because you're afraid to go to the emergency room, it gets cooked and soft and is therefore very hard to get out.
Wow.
Just a little
information
for you. But we on SexDoc do not recommend the use of any vegetables or animals or minerals.
Okay.
For masturbation purposes.
Yeah, and so indeed, the Cosmo advice again is to buy a dildo, start small. Use your fingers, or use something with a flared base so it doesn't get caught up in there. And kind of practice. I actually found anal sex is kind of a tricky thing. I think it can be uncomfortable until you sort of learn how to relax and do it right. And then
do you lie on your back or on your knees or on all fours? Or?
You can do it in any position as long as you're comfortable. The first time, I suggest you lie yourself down, relax yourself, and let the other person control, but like stop them if it hurts.
I actually have a different piece of advice. I think actually the most comfortable position for me is if the other person is lying down flat on his back and you sort of
lower yourself onto them,
and then you can be
cowgirl style.
Or
reverse cowgirl.
Because you can control penetration exactly. They can't get quite as deep in that position, and yeah. you can hop off if
dismount.
I guess I just like it rough then.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm serious. You all laugh at my fiber recommendation. This will change your life. I'm serious.
No. I sensed a piece of startling truth in that. It's stored away forever.
This is the right. You referred to like the fact that like when you pull out, you know, the condom's covered with the other person's like excrement, and you have to be like go like take care of it discreetly. I never have that problem. Never.
It's definitely made me double think my grandmother's huge stock of Metamucil.
So
she's using it for ulterior motives.
You're laughing, exactly. But you know, I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Eat a lot of lettuce or you know oatmeal or whatever things have fiber in them. But it's hard. It's actually hard to get enough fiber from like if you eat like 800 giant bowls of lettuce in order to get the same fiber as you know a teaspoon of Metamucil.
Thank you, Mr. Salesman.
Citrucel is actually a product I use. But enough about me. Citrucel. It's actually a patented molecule. Artificial fiber. It's because you can't get generic. You know, you can get Giant Eagle Metamucil, which is cheaper, but you can't get like Giant Eagle Citrucel until 2003. I looked it up.
Wow.
Good to know.
There you go.
So thank you, caller, for calling in. Do you have any other questions? We have 30 seconds left. The caller's gone. Thank you, caller, for calling in.
Wow, I feel like we've helped someone today. Well, at least you helped someone.
I don't feel like I got through to him.
I don't know. I think he believed you. he'll think about it.
Well, you like helped him comfort him for having anal intercourse that first time, that wonderful, wonderful time.
Mm. Was it wonderful? Your first time?
Yeah.
With a 46-year-old New Jersey stockbroker?
No. I lost my virginity to my current boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, I pretty much gave blowjobs. Performed fellatio and had the same done to me.
The producer's busy, so you can say any dirty word you want.
Sounds good to me. I liked it. He hit the right spot, the magical prostate.
That magic walnut.
And so it felt really good.
And that's the thing that, like, you know, George W. Bush and people like that don't realize is that...
Although you never know.
Is that the orgasm that results from anal being the receptor in anal intercourse is really extraordinary.
You don't see Laura as a strap-on kind of girl?
It's my advisor keeps looking at me. Either he wants to meet me for a...
fling?
For a...
little fun later.
Intercourse, or we have to go. I'm sorry. We're actually over time.
Wow. Time flew.
Yeah. It's not like the sports line guys ever finish on time. But anyway, we have to go. I'm sorry. Time has just flown. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. I want to thank the three of you for joining us. We should have you back on again so we can...
actually ask you questions and stuff.
Quickly, fetish ball, Thursday, Friday?
Friday, we're having a fetish ball. It's called the Valentine's Fetish Ball, sponsored by CMU Out and the Women's Center, which are both paid for in part by Student Senate. Come gay, come straight, come as your fetish, come as you are. Like, come in leather, come in collars.
Where is it Friday?
It's Friday at 8 in Rangos 1 and 2.
Okay, thank you all for listening.
Nine.
Friday, nine.
Nine o'clock.
Thank you all for listening, and we're done. Good night.